Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Steve, here we go. Our girl, Sister Odell, is in the building.
Lord, have mercy. You know that organ, when it comes in, it just does something to me? You know that's a Hammond, don't you?
Oh, is it?
That's a Hammond. Girl, ain't nothing like a whip over a Hammond organ. Foot pedals and all. Lord, have mercy.
My Lord.
Junie Horton used to be the baddest organ player I ever seen. Junie Horton.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cleveland Church
that?
Christ. James Harden Jr. His pastor's son played the organ at the church.
What? Oh. Didn't know that.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Mr.
Odell.
Yeah, on. What are we doing today? What y'all talking about? Any questions?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could say this. You know, you're a sister, a mother in the church and everything. You heard about Tiger Woods. I'm sure you've been praying for Tiger Woods.
Shirley, you don't. Okay.
Well, now.
Nah. So, you know, you know. Break this to her gently.
What?
Well, he's still
break
alive.
What?
He's recovering. He had a car accident, Sister Odell. I thought you knew
who?
This. I apologize. Tiger Woods, the greatest golfer
of
all time.
I don't think she knew. I don't think
Tiger had a car accident.
Yes, ma'am.
She
and
didn't know.
He,
what, on
leg.
The golf cart?
No, ma'am, in the car on the one of California's freeways.
On the freeway?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
He was driving?
Yes, he was. Ma'am. The only person in the car was him.
Mm-hmm. Only one in there?
Yes, ma'am. His car flipped over.
Flip?
Yes.
Surely. Okay.
Well, she didn't know. I thought everyone knew.
How you don't know what this information? How do you don't know?
Everyone knew this.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I just wanted to know she's praying for him.
The voice that came out of stupidity. Where is you?
Yeah, I didn't come out of stupidity. I'm just asking you. Everybody knows this information except for you. Why do you not know that this took place?
Because I don't play no damn golf.
You don't have to play golf
any
to
more
know
questions?
What happened. You don't have to play golf to know what happened to Tiger. Everybody knows.
You ain't tall and you can't dunk.
That ain't,
you
that
see the
nothing,
tie-in?
That has nothing to do with anything.
You see the people on TV dunking?
Yeah. But,
can you dunk?
No, I can't
you
dunk.
You know why? Because you're not a dunker. Now, I don't know about golf. That's why I didn't know about Tiger. What the problem is?
Okay, but you didn't.
There's
have
a lot
to
of things I don't know, but there's a whole lot you don't know, sweetie.
But you didn't have to humiliate me. You didn't have to do that.
Humiliate you?
That's
if you'd
you
have stayed in your place, I was talking with Shirley now.
Yeah, Sister Odell, I just wanted to. I thought you knew. I apologize for that. I just wondered if you prayed.
Well, I didn't know the man
Tiger.
Had an accident. Why would I know? I will pray for him. That's but where is he at now?
He's still in the hospital.
He's recovering, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He's
well, you know.
He's doing well.
He's doing well?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's recovering. Yeah, he's recovering. He had some serious leg injuries.
Oh, Tiger, he'll come back from all that. Mm-hmm. You know. When I was with his father, Earl, you know, we used to talk about him all the time.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know Earl now?
You know Earl?
Do what? I know Earl's daddy, Gerald. I know Gerald Woods.
Gerald.
So wait.
Jerry used to bring Earl by sometime.
So Tiger's great-grandfather is Earl? I mean, is Gerald?
Tiger's grandfather is Gerald. What is you talking about, great-grand? See, there you go. Now, who don't know that Tiger's father's father would be his grandfather? Who don't know that? Okay. Just like I didn't know Tiger was in the hospital.
Who didn't know
that information right there?
But you know
I just
him.
Said I did. Well, we know who didn't know him for sure, don't we? You best believe I know him. We know you ain't know him. You ain't even know who he was. I know his name, Gerald. Wait, any other record? Anybody ever talked about him? No, because you don't know him.
Well.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead, Shirley. Just yeah. Shirley, go ahead.
Well, it's just
Shirley was trying to go ahead.
Shirley, get them off.
I was going to ask you about Dr. Seuss. You're familiar with Dr. Seuss, the author of children's books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, some of his books had to come off the shelves so they wouldn't be sold because they were kind of racially offensive. You know, they depicted African-Americans and Asians in unfavorable lights. So,
oh, I'd never seen that. I didn't know that. I'm sorry to hear that. I just know that I didn't read the book because it had green eggs and ham. And, you know, black people don't fool with eggs once they turn.
Once they turn?
What?
What?
Yeah, we won't be eating any green eggs.
You ever seen scrambled eggs in a chafing dish too long?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
If they turn green, that's when we get out the line. You got to go back. You need to refresh the eggs. green eggs and ham is a white folk dish. I can tell you that right now.
You're keeping it 100 today, sister.
I'm just being real with you. You can take all of it off the shelf if you want to.
Well, why is
they just now discovering this? Ain't Dr. Seuss been out for how many years now?
Oh, long since we all were kids and before, I suppose.
But
some people look deeply into it, I guess. And that's what they found. There's a book in there called If I Ran the Zoo. If I Ran a Zoo, it has images of African-American men wearing what appear to be grass skirts and, you know, with their hair tied above their head, no shirts on and no shoes. So they were like, this is offensive. Let's not sell this. Take this
mm-hmm.
off.
Get them on mm-hmm. off the shelf. There ain't no need to teaching kids that nonsense.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Last mm-hmm. time I had on a grass skirt, it was for a man I had met in Hawaii. We was at a luau. And uh-huh. we had just finished off a pig, and I put that skirt on and turned him out.
With an apple in his mouth?
We ate a whole pig, just me and him. It was a little baby pig. We just sat there and just got the tanned meat off, and next thing you know, we was finished. I said, well, we're full. I got this grass skirt on. Might as well see what's going on. And we did a little private luau. Woo, Lord Jesus. He broke out them fire sticks, and all hell broke loose.
Thank you, Sister Odell. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.